brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Pentagon has released these new shoddy videos to heighten the debate, to centralize the debate on 9/11 only around the Pentagon. Did a plane hit it or didn't it? So you won't look at the thousands of other pieces of evidence, the 500 smoking guns. There are thousands of pieces of evidence, but over 500 posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that each one of them, a jury would convict the globalist of carrying out 9/11. Only they could carry it out. There has been an ultra-massive attack on Charlie Sheen when they released these new shoddy clips, claiming it shows a plane and discredits him. All he said was, "Is the five frames don't look like a plane. Building 7's very suspicious. If something's wrong with Building 7, something's wrong with the whole thing." CNN's called up William Rodriguez, Philip Berg, and many others and tried to get them to go on TV and attack Sheen. When they refused, they canceled the interviews. It's amazing. And they use psychology. First, they set you up and say you can say whatever you want. Then minutes before the limo picks you up, they say, you got to say you're coming on to disagree and to attack Sheen, and he's a liar. And they say no, and they cancel it. So I'm just recapping that. There's a bunch of news. We have author, researcher, former helicopter pilot, SWAT team man, Army colonel in intelligence, Marine Corps sniper, Colonel Craig Roberts, who I had on for just 20 minutes a few weeks ago. I wanted to have him on for two full hours. He'll be with us today. We'll get into two of his powerful books that we're now carrying at InfoWars.com. Today I'm very proud to announce we're now carrying two of his best books, and we'll talk about those books as well. But I want to, right out of the gates today, get Colonel Roberts' take on different news items here in front of me. And after the break, I want to play a clip out of Baltimore where a nice couple asked the police for directions and were arrested. He, of course, is a retired police officer and can give us his view on this, the crazy police state maybe out there. Also, the Knesset is saying that they may go ahead and attack if we don't, and they're chastising America. We'll get into that with Colonel Craig Roberts. Colonel, we got about 2 minutes left before the break. What are some of the issues you want to bring up and you want to talk about today?
Oh man, I'll tell you, Alex, we got so many in the plate right now, it's incredible. It's like Chesty Puller said at the Chosin Reservoir, that we can attack in any direction. They got us surrounded. We got the Pentagon video I want to talk about a little bit. I want to talk about the Oklahoma City videos that still have not been produced, even though supposedly both of the bad guys have been caught. I want to go into some stuff on CNN that you brought. You mentioned CNN. I want to tell you a case that I had to deal with a few years ago that was Operation Tailwind. We want to talk about that a little bit on where that went. And I want to talk a little bit about some things that I found out yesterday that the BATF had done. And then let's jump into the Medusa file and talk about some of those cases and see how much time we got left.
Absolutely. But out of the gates, I want to get into Iran, this looming war, this looming attack. And I also want to play this clip. I know you probably haven't seen it or heard it yet. It's out of Baltimore TV. And it just goes to the mentality of how they're trying to twist the police into this attack dog mentality. Colonel, when did you start seeing that shift in policing start?
Well, you know, there isn't any national organized movements in civilian police on the local and state levels. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that happens on the federal level, but on the local levels, what we see is sometimes some knee-jerk reactions in the major cities. And there's three divisions of cities. You've got your major cities, you've got your intermediate cities, and then you've got your small towns. Where you see a lot of this happen is the major cities, because the major cities have their own chiefs association, and these chiefs, by and large, a lot of them are very liberal. Our own chief that we had here for a while came from the East Coast, and he was anti-Second Amendment, and that doesn't fly in Oklahoma. So you see some of these things begin to happen because they come in from outside of the departments. And where they start to become ingrained is the younger officers, as they go through the police academies, are taught to do things different than we did. And when we get back from the break, we can go into that more.
Absolutely. It's bad for police. It's bad for America. So we'll discuss this first when we get back from this quick break with Colonel Craig Roberts, a great American. I'll tell you about his website and a lot more, and we're carrying two of his books right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-37.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Colonel Craig Roberts has written several best-selling books. One of them, One Shot, One Kill, a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam. Written a best-selling book about the Kennedy assassination being an inside job. We carry two of his best books, I believe. We carry his book about the JFK assassination, also the Medusa File, a whole plethora of criminal activities of our government and other governments. We're going to be talking about that today. He'll be with us for the entire rest of the broadcast, the next hour and 51 minutes. But coming up in a few, I want to get his take on the Iran-Iraq war. Well, we're in Iraq, about to go into Iran, and what intel he's getting on that and what he thinks may happen if Israel does indeed attack them, because the Knesset is saying today, how dare us not attack them? They may have to attack them to force us to get into the war. This is unbelievable, a huge escalation into the New World Order. But first off, Colonel Craig Roberts, also on the SWAT team, helicopter pilot, did police detective work, worked the Oklahoma City bombing. We've talked a lot in private just about how they brainwash the police, how they're trying to make it an us-against-them mentality, which is bad for America, bad for police as well. This is out of WBAL-TV in Baltimore. Couple arrested for asking for directions. Baltimore City Police arrested Virginia couple over the weekend after they asked an officer for directions. Of course, one of the young people's parents are both police officers. They're very polite and very nice. And they, we're going to be getting them on the show here this week or next week, because this is a total setup. And Colonel, I wanted to go ahead and roll this two-minute clip and then get your take on what happened. Let's go ahead and roll this clip. We'll go back and get Colonel Roberts' response.
Joshua Kelly and Lara Brook, both from Chantilly, Virginia, spent the night in jail Saturday because they asked a Baltimore City police officer for directions.
In jail for 8 hours, sleeping on a concrete floor next to a toilet.
It was a nightmare. I mean, I was in there just thinking that I was dreaming and waiting to wake up.
It was a nightmare ending to a nearly perfect day. The couple went to a company picnic. They watched the Orioles beat Kansas City. It was their first trip to Camden Yards. Leaving, they asked two people for directions to 95 South. And somehow ended up in the Cherry Hill section of South Baltimore, hopelessly lost. Relief melted away concerns after they spotted a police vehicle.
I said, thank goodness. I said, can you please get us to 95?
The first thing that she said to us was, you know, you just ran that stop sign, pull over. So it wasn't a big deal. We said, we'll pay the stop sign violation, but can we have directions?
What she said was, is you found your own way in here, you can find your own way out.
The couple saw another police vehicle and flagged that officer down for directions. But Officer Natalie Preston, a 6-year veteran of the force, intervened.
That threw us through a loop when she stepped in between our cars and said, my partner is not going to step in front of me and tell you directions if I'm not.
But things got worse. Joshua pulled 40 feet forward, parking next to a curb, putting his flashers on. Meanwhile, Lara was on the phone to her father, hoping he could help her with directions. Both her parents are police officers in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area.
And was in the middle of giving us directions when the officer screeched up behind us and got out of the car and asked me to step out. I obeyed. I obeyed everything, stepped out of the car, put my hands behind my back, and next thing you know, I was getting arrested.
I mean, by this time, I'm completely in tears. I said, ma'am, you know, we just need your help. We're not trying to cause you any trouble. And I said, I can't, I'm not leaving him here, you know. What she did is come over to my side of the car, open my door and say, all right, we'll take you downtown too.
Have mainstream news articles every week or two, mainly in New York, Boston, places like that, where a pregnant woman sits on a bench and they have rules that you can't sit on the bench unless you're going to take a bus. She's just come out of the subway. She's panting, 9 months pregnant. They arrest her. A child at, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon gets off the school bus at one stop early, which is like 100 yards from her house. This was all over the news in D.C. a few years ago. I had said New York last hour. That was wrong. And they arrest her. She was like, 12 years old for not getting off at her stop. She was buying some French fries at a hot dog stand. When I was in New York, either the cops were really nice or they were totally nuts and crazy, screaming at everyone and treating us like slaves and arresting reporters. And they're the ones that are encouraged. I have a friend here in Austin, is the manager of an entire Home Depot, and, you know, veteran, no criminal record, no problem. Cop pulls him over. The guy's now been made a high-level supervisor. In fact, he's even above that now. Excuse me. He's well-known in the force, big guy. And he's a quadriplegic, I guess that's what, chest down, paralyzed, and the officer said, what's this on your steering wheel? It's the little, handles, like broomsticks sticking out. And he said, sir, I'm paralyzed. And he said, get out of the car. And he said, and his wife was in the seat next to him, she's gonna have to get out and get my chair for me, sir. I can't get out until she helps me. He said, you get out now. He grabbed him by the hair, beat him up, it was all on squad car video, nothing happened to the cop. Now, again, I know most police aren't like this, but it's being encouraged. The cops that do this are promoted. Colonel Craig Roberts, you just heard that. Why on earth are the police starting to act so nuts?
Well, I think you got a lot of isolated incidents, but the thing about it is there's been a quantum shift in some areas in the way young officers are taught now. But before we jump into that, let me throw something out there. It's called Title 42, Section 1983. Now, that's a civil action for deprivation of rights. And what that basically is you have, you know, your civil rights. And if a public servant or a law enforcement officer of any kind deprives you of your civil rights up to and including an unlawful arrest, you have a recourse of turning around and filing a federal charge on them in U.S. District Court, which takes it out of the local jurisdiction, which gets it away from the politics of the local district attorney and so on. And you can go after those officers' pensions, their houses, their jobs, and all future earnings to a certain percentage because of judgment. And I know there will be lawyers that call in and say, well, 1942 or Section 1983 things don't work against certain types of deals or in certain types of situations. Well, that's what they say, but I can tell you what we were taught in service in the academies is that if We had a 1983 lawsuit filed on us as individual police officers because we deprived someone of their civil rights, including the right to travel, by impeding their right to travel for stopping them for no probable cause or no reasonable belief that they'd committed a crime. In other words, I think I'm just going to stop every red Corvette today, and I'm going to arrest, you know, three out of the out of 10 people so I can get a quota or something like that. If we do that, then we would open ourselves up to a 1983 lawsuit. Now, what that does is that also opens up another area called vicarious liability. And in vicarious liability, that means you can't just, I mean, you can sue the officer's supervisor, the officer's supervisor's supervisor, all the way up to the chief of police and the mayor. And it has been done several times and quite successfully. So what happens is you end up getting a settlement from the city or the county or whatever jurisdiction.
Well, let me just tell a brief story. This is why this really hit me. I remember being a young man riding around with my father, lost in major cities on trips, and he'd pull over, smile. The police officers would smile at you, happily give you directions. If they weren't on a call, they were nice. And a few times in the last few years, I've asked police for directions on foot when I'm in other cities or in my car, and they act put out and mad and sometimes just wave me on and say, go ask somebody else. I mean, what is the basic shift? I mean, why be like that?
Well, you know, that actually happened to me about 6 or 8 months ago. I had to film a History Channel series up in Chicago. I flew into O'Hare, and then I was at the airport, and I understood the hotel that they were putting us in, I think it was a local Sheraton or something, was right there real close or on the airport. Well, I was, you know, coming down one of these massive O'Hare International corridors, and I see a Chicago police officer sitting in a booth, and it says information. So I walk over there. Now, he doesn't know that, you know, I'm a retired officer, and I walked over there and walked up, and he's on the phone, his little cell phone, talking to his girlfriend or something like that. And he stopped, and he looked at me, and he says, what do you want? And I said, I want to talk to you when you get done. No hurry. He says, well, I got to go. I got to talk to somebody. He says, what do you need? What do you need? Like that, you know, one of the typical kind of, you know, New York, Chicago, hurry up and get out of my way type attitude, which, you know, doesn't fly well in the central part of the country and, you know, Oklahoma, Texas, and we're more laid back. And I said, well, I need some directions, but before we go any further, let's start over again. So I threw my badge on him. I said, I'm a retired police officer. I'm here on business. I just need to ask you about where this hotel's at. Well, after I settled him down and talked to him, I asked him what the problem was. How come, you know, you got a chip on your shoulder? You shouldn't be working PR. You shouldn't be working in an information booth, you know, treating people like that. And he said, well, I've been on the job 18 years, and I was working a deal, and I got caught up short in it on something. And he told me this long story about some kind of deal where his partner got shot, and then he got time off for dealing with his drug dealer by, you know, strong arming him or something like that, whatever it was. Bottom line was, he was out there on punishment. Now, I have seen situations where some of these officers get put into a punishment detail, or they sent out to them, we call it getting sent to Siberia. In Oklahoma, you get sent to the panhandle if you're a trooper and you do something wrong. And in the FBI, I think it was like Fargo, South Dakota. You know, if you ended your career there, it was all over. And a lot of these people will develop attitudes, and you'll run into that. I can't explain how every one of them happens. I can say that a lot of officers who've been on the job for a while are influenced by A, the last call they just got off of, a pursuit they just got off of, or they've had a situation in their career to where they don't even want to be there anymore. They want out. They're waiting to retire. They're just trying to survive, and they don't want to really even deal with people.
But 20, 30 years ago, even if they'd had a bad day, police didn't act like this. So something's changing the psychology.
Wow.
That woman cop in Baltimore must have thought she was God to arrest a young couple because they politely asked her for directions.
Well, I think in that case, those people should take the recourse of a 1983 lawsuit plus file through an internal affairs, plus go to the media and just pull out all stops, because that individual needs to be fired. And everybody that acts like that, that wears a uniform, should not be wearing a uniform. They need to be outside doing something.
Because it makes other police look bad, doesn't it?
It makes us all look bad. And when I run into it, believe me, I'm the worst one in the world. If I get stopped and somebody, you know, treats me in a manner they shouldn't, I do what's called an on-the-spot correction. And if they want to try to arrest me, fine, but I'm going to let them know right up front. You take me to jail, I'm going after your pension, your house, your car, your dog, everything. And that usually will back them off. When you say a Section 1983 lawsuit on federal court, all of a sudden, they back up and regroup, and things usually change.
Absolutely. Okay, the false imprisonment, false arrest. Stay there, Colonel. We'll get into the other really serious issues when we get back. Author Colonel Craig Roberts is our guest.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
We don't need no education. We don't need no.
Colonel Craig Roberts is our guest. We're talking about a whole raft of issues. I had two border sheriffs on Monday, Congressman Bonilla. They admitted Chinese troops, Slavic troops. Putin's going to build a big aircraft factory in Mexico. This is really bizarre. We'll get Colonel Roberts' take on that. But first off, here is a report out of WorldNet Daily. Knesset member, Strike Iran Now warns, if U.S. and others don't take action, Israel should act alone and then pull us into this war. We know Iran won't have nukes for 10 years. That's the CIA's own assessment, even if they were allowed to have the materials to do it. Colonel, what do you think is really going on here?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, but there's some things that have cropped up in the last 6 to 8 months that start to form a picture that's kind of interesting and frightening at the same time. Now let's rewind the tape and go back in time to understand the Iranian situation right now. We're going to have to back up a little bit and look at what's happened in that region since 2001. We took Afghanistan in, what, about 30 days? And we took Iraq in less time than that on the initial, you know, invasion, take over the country type deal. The Russians couldn't take Afghanistan in 8 years, and we did it, you know, in a very short period of time. But when we look at the map, we see that we've got Iran right in the middle. We've got the Persian Gulf on the south end. We've got Russia on the north. We've got Afghanistan on the northeast, and we've got Iraq on the west. Well, there's Russian oil. There's Russian oil in Siberia, and they want to run pipelines, and some pipelines already exist, but they want to run more pipelines from those oil fields north of Iran to the Persian Gulf so they can load onto oil tankers. The problem is you've got fundamentalist Muslim Iranians in there who aren't going to let people do anything that they don't want to do and so on. That country right now is totally surrounded by American/coalition forces we're fighting this war on terrorism, but at the same time, when we peel that layer back and we look what's behind it, what's really in that region that really interests us, and it's oil. So you've got oil in Russia that needs to move to the Persian Gulf. There's only one thing standing in the way, that's Iran. And I think that we need to look at that and watch that very closely, because the Iranians don't realize it, but they're giving all the other countries in the world a real good excuse to get mad at them and invade the place. The downside is we don't have any troops left to do it with. We've worn out our armed forces. During the Clinton regime, the Clintons did everything they could to destroy the military, and George II is up there depleting what's left by wearing them out. We've even used up the National Guard. We've used up the reserves, and now we have the situation on the southwest border that says, okay, now we need to get our guard and send to the southwest border. What's going to happen is they're going to have to start a build-up on that. If they're going to do it with any type of quasi or military forces, they're going to have to start calling guys back from across the pond. Well, when that happens, we are spread so thin globally that we really don't have a military left in any one area to go into any kind of an action, such as Iran, without other forces, i.e./the UN or NATO. We've got to also remember, we still got troops in Korea. And we've got the North Koreans itching to invade the South. We've got China itching to take Taiwan, and has threatened to do so, and has been moving forces to the Straits of Formosa to look at Taiwan right now. They've been building ships. They've become the biggest merchant marine in the world, and they forward deployed assets off our shores, which is threatening to us. When we look at Freeport in Bahamas, we look at how they've been building
Panama Canal. We look at how they've got the Long Beach Naval Base. We look at how they've been caught shipping in rockets and machine guns. And now one of their top people got caught trying to buy nukes in this country. That's Reuters. Meanwhile, Bush isn't worried about that. He wants to have checkpoints in the heartland of America.
Well, and you've got Middle Easterners and Chinese/Asians crossing our border in Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico and California of military age. And I think you even talked to some of the sheriffs the other day that said that they had seen these people, had verified.
Yeah, verified Slavic, they believe Czech, and also Chinese. I mean, military groups, folks, this isn't a joke. This is happening. I think it's a setup by our own government, Colonel. I mean, every indicator, everything they're doing is a setup for this country.
Well, you've got the Council of 13 at the top telling virtually any modern country what to do and how to do it. And so you've got people inside of our own government. We go into this in the Medusa file. And in the book Kill Zone, we go into who these people are. You have people in those areas that pull the puppet strings of who they need to in these various bureaucracies to have things either happen or not happen. And it's just important to have things not happen as happen, such as don't guard the border, don't put more money down there, don't increase the number of Border Patrol troops, and the problem will take care of itself as far as allowing these gates to stay open.
We'll come right back, ladies and gentlemen, and get into a host of other issues with Colonel Craig Roberts. We'll also take some of your calls before this hour ends and into the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Coming up here in a few minutes, we'll take some of your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We're carrying two of Colonel Craig Roberts' best books, and he's had a lot of bestsellers, but the media and the bookstores really try to suppress these. He gets them listed, and then magically they get taken off the list again, so you need to get them directly from us or from him. The Medusa File is just an amazing book. I read this a few years ago. You need to have it. The Medusa File, Crimes and Cover-Ups of the U.S. Government. And he goes through all the admitted, documented cases from TWA, Flight 800, World Trade Center, the first attack, Oklahoma City, Devil Unit 731, and the Japanese World War II germ weapons, and our own government protecting them after it happened. Operation Paperclip and the smuggling in of Nazi war criminals into the U.S. to help really run our military. CIA and military mind control experiments on unsuspecting citizens, including children. Secret drug and bacteriological weapons experiments on the American population by the CIA and Department of Defense. Atomic guinea pigs, Agent Orange, and the Gulf War syndrome. What really happened to over 30,000 POWs and MIAs after World War II and Korea, Vietnam, and why Russia knows. Where did the CIA come from and who really controls it? International assassinations, drug smuggling, money laundering, all orchestrated by officials of the U.S. government. The true stories behind the bombing of the World Trade Center. Again, I mentioned that. It's so important. You need to have the book by the 26-year veteran police officer, U.S. Marine Vietnam veteran, commercial helicopter and airplane pilot, and author of 8 nonfiction books and 1 novel. He participated in the investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing and other cases. Such an amazing book. I mean, you want hardcore data, not conspiracy, reality. You want something to wake up friends and family that don't know how criminal the government is. You need to get the Medusa file, available on the video and bookstore, online at Infowars.com. And then there's Killzone, what many believe is the preeminent book on the JFK assassination. Killzone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. Craig Roberts, author of Police Sniper and other best-selling books, not the CIA, not the Mafia, not the Cubans, is the headline there. And he breaks down what really happened and how it was carried out. Both these books are at the reduced prices right now on Infowars.com. Call and get Killzone, Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. Call and get the Medusa File. And while you're at it, get my film, Martial Law, Detailing the Inside Job of 9/11. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Get these materials. Make copies of my videos. Give them to people. You get powerful info that will inform you more to a higher level and that will wake others up, and the caveat of supporting brave patriots like Colonel Craig Roberts. You'll be supporting my operation and what we're doing here on the front lines against the globalists. Here is the toll-free number to call if you'd like to order that way, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. You can download all 14 of my films, my weekly TV reports, my in-studio video interviews I do with guests. All my best audio interviews from the radio show are posted there. A bunch of other documentaries. It's a great activist tool. You can go there and download my films, burn them to disk, give them to people. We have high bandwidth, low bandwidth. The high bandwidth is of such quality, you can burn it to disk, and it looks almost as good as a regular VHS tape. It's a great tool, very inexpensive to be a member, and very inexpensive to make a lot of copies at a high speed and give them to folks. That is so important in exposing the globalists. If we don't, they're going to move to the next level, and things are going to get very bad in this country. So please take action now. Craig, I want to get into your comments on CNN, the Charlie Sheen thing, how they're trying to set up hit pieces against him, calling all these people we know, trying to get them to go on the air and attack him. No one will. We've seen Fox and CNN attacking him, though, and how he's been set up. He was told to shut up or else, and then suddenly they released all this new dirt on him, just totally ridiculous, made-up trash. I want to get your take on that before we take some calls, but tell the listeners a little bit about Killzone and the Medusa File.
Interestingly enough, when I was down in Texas, I had to fly a helicopter down there back in about 1988 to do a program down there, and we were down there for 3 days on the seminar of police pilots. And one particular afternoon, I really didn't want to go to any lectures and wanted to get out of the hotel, so I had a rental car, so I drove around and ended up in Dealey Plaza. And I had never been there, and I never really thought much about it. The government's deal was Oswald shot Kennedy, Ruby shot Oswald, Ruby died, case closed. And I never had any reason to doubt that or wonder anything. It seemed pretty open and shut to me. Until I walked around, I looked. The first thing I noticed, for those listeners who haven't been there, Dealey Plaza is not a very big place. It's really pretty small. It's like a park with three streets that run through it. And it's in a triangular pattern. And I ended up on the sixth floor, which had just been converted into a museum. And I walked around, looked at all the displays, and I call it the Lee Harvey Oswald Did It By Himself Memorial Museum, because that's 90% of the displays. And there's one little corner that says, and by the way, there are some conspiracy theories. I read those. And I walked over to the window last. Now, the actual window that was supposed to have been used is glassed in. You couldn't stand right there, but I could stand to the one next to it. See, basically the same thing. And I looked out the window, and you got to remember that there was a period of time in Vietnam where I carried a scoped rifle and fought the war with bolt action. So I kind of know what I'm doing when it looks from a sniper position down to a kill zone. And I looked out that window and immediately knew that Oswald couldn't have done it. not with a Manlicher 6.5, not in 6.5 seconds or 5.6 seconds or whatever they want to give to him, from that position at that time with that equipment on a target that was going downhill around the bend and through the trees at an ever-decreasing range from a high to low angle. None of that stuff played out, so I immediately knew the government lied. Well, that kind of hacked me off because I've got 53,000 of my cohorts whose names are on a wall in Washington, D.C. because of a certain president named Lyndon Baines Johnson's who is the one that seated the Warren Commission to investigate the Kennedy assassination and came up with the Oswald did it by himself theory. This launched me off into not only looking at the Kennedy assassination, but discovering how many different power players were involved, following the power, following the money, and finding out about this evil underworld that exists all around us that is absolutely satanic in its makeup and purpose, that are the power brokers who really control the world. And that led me into saying, okay, if I'm going to make this case to the reader, how am I going to do it? Well, you have to do it one brick at a time. So I started dissecting various cases that I came across. And over a period of about 4 years, I discovered dozens of cases of government corruption and cover-up that were spoon-fed to us by the media of being something totally different. And then when you peel that back, that layer of the onion back, and look underneath, you find out that that's not what happened at all, and here are the people who benefited from it, and this is where the money came from, this is where the profits went to, and so on. And that ended up being a giant book. I got into all the stuff you discussed earlier, from POWs and MIAs to experiments on American servicemen to crimes and cover-ups and money laundering and drug running and the whole bit. Well, it was all tied into the Kennedy assassination in the sense that a lot of the same players were involved, a lot of the same power structures were involved, a lot of the same banking organizations were involved. The problem was, by the time I got done with the manuscript, it was 650 pages. And that included endless footnotes, endnotes, resources, and so on. And I sent it to my agent in New York City, who had published, you know, had sold several of my books to the mainstream publishers, you know, The One Shot, One Kill, and The Walking Dead, and Hellhound, and all the rest of the books that I did on military stuff, Police Sniper and so on, Combat Medic Vietnam. All those books were out there through Simon & Schuster and Avon and so on. And he took this manuscript around, and he took it to 10 different publishing houses, and none of them would touch it because of what was in it. And he said, I don't know what we're going to do. And one night, the senior editor at Pocket Books called me, who was a friend of mine, and he said, you've got to get this information out to the American public. You've got to get this information out where people can see it. And I said, well, if you like the book so well, why don't you publish it, Paul? And he said, I can't. I'd lose my job. And I said, what do you mean you'd lose your job? He says, have you ever heard of Operation or Project Mockingbird? And I had. But I said, no, why? I want to know what he had to say. And he said, That's where the government controls everything that's published or goes out over the major media. So it's got to go through censors before it ever goes out. He says, oh, there's no way with the names and the events and the documentation you've got in these books, or this particular book, he says, I can never put this out. He says, it would never make it, number one, and number two, I'd probably lose my job if I tried. He said, but you've got to get it out. Well, I decided it was getting toward the end of my police career. I had a little bit of money saved up, and I decided to try to get into publishing. But I couldn't publish a 650-page book right off the bat. So I pulled out the first section, which was the section on Kennedy and some other things that followed that, and that became Kill Zone. Well, what was left over, you know, I think God was trying to tell me, I don't want you to do the whole book yet because I've got more cases for you. What was left over became the Medusa file 3 years later. But the thing about the Medusa file was I was just finishing up the Oklahoma City investigation, and TW 800 happened, and a few other cases happened that ended up, because I delayed bringing that book out at that time, they made it into the book. So I take the reader all the way in a Medusa file from World War II all the way up to TW 800. And we cover Pan Am 103. We cover the Arrow Air crash at Gander, Newfoundland. We cover everything from the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s that the Amtrak derailment in Hyder, Arizona. That's a great case. And so many others in there. Bay of Pigs, the whole bit. We managed to get that and put it together and put it out, and it is now in fifth printing. Killzone's now in like ninth or tenth printing. And Killzone made enough money to allow me to put out the Medusa file, and then loyal readers kept the Medusa file in print all this time.
Well, it's exciting, and we're carrying it right now, and of course they've been updated, and they're just full of information. People you really need to have these books. Just briefly, the Kennedy assassination, obviously, we've won the fight on that. 90% of Americans in major polls say the government killed him. But on the back, it says not the CIA, not the mafia, not the Cubans. Break down what that means, and then break down, there were trees in front of Oswald. We've got the photographs of how big they were. You've been there. There's no way he could even get a shot at Kennedy. But tell us why the back says not the CIA, not the Cubans, you know, not the mafia.
Well, all of the usual suspects that are trotted out by the various so-called researchers of the Kennedy assassination, and I've met most of these guys, and there are a lot of good people who've worked this case, but the problem is none of them are investigators. All of them are researchers, which means they read stuff, they put it together, then they write a book about it. And I found out in 1993 when I went to one of the Kennedy symposiums down there and met all these guys, we were all in the same big giant room doing book signings, that a lot of them had a lot of good information. The problem was they were compartmentalized. They focused on one thing, and they wrote a book that what it did basically was reinforce their theory of what happened.
Yeah, they didn't write full spectrum.
No, they wrote whodunit. This is who I think it is, and this is why I think it was, and everybody else is wrong. So you had the clique that was the mafia did it. You had the anti-Castro Cubans did it. You had the Castro Cubans did it. You had
That's how black ops work. They use different groups together to create the layers of deniability.
Right. The Bay of Pigs veterans did it. The CIA did it. J. Edgar Hoover did it. I mean, all these guys do this stuff. I'm going, you know what? You guys are all partially right, but you're all absolutely wrong.
Yeah, nothing big like this happens unless a bunch of big, powerful groups get together and agree that it's good for all their interests. Then it moves forward.
Well, and then they handpicked who they want out of each one of those groups, because that way they could compartmentalize everything, and they had it done in layered teams. It was very simple. It was standard operational procedure that the OSS used in World War II, and the CIA carried over from 1947 on. It was an off-the-shelf operation. And the thing about it was, I wasn't so concerned with who the actual trigger man was, even though I offer some names in the book of who I'm pretty sure it was. I wasn't too concerned about, stopping at the mafia level or the Bay of Pigs level or the FBI level or the CIA level or the John Foster or the Alan Dulles level. I wasn't worried about that. I wanted to know who had the capability. And this is the one question none of those guys could answer. When I did my lecture, I said, I just have one question to ask you guys. After all this research and all these books you've written and all these theories you've come up with, I have one question that you haven't answered to me. As a cop, I'm an investigator. I'm working it as a homicide. And I want to know who benefits, okay? But I'm going to ask you one question. Who has the capability of covering up all of the, or sealing up the Oswald and Kennedy assassination records in the archives until the year 2029, no matter who's in the White House? Who has the ability to control Congress, the FBI, the CIA, the President, the presidential staff, and everybody else to make sure that those records don't see the light of day until 2029 when all the players are dead? And why did they do it? And how come Oswald has over a million records in there, a million documents on him, if he's a nobody? But just tell me, who has the power to do that? Who has the power to control this? Who had the power to order it, organize it, logistically handle it, control the investigation afterwards, control the FBI, control the CIA, control the Dallas Police Department, control the Secret Service, and do it through one administration after another, after another, after another, up to today? Is there an organization higher than the White House? Is there an organization higher than Congress? Is there an organization higher than the FBI that could control all these guys like puppets? And if so, who is it? And that was my question.
Well, now we've interviewed the admitted mistress. We even had a son of LBJ. I've had LBJ's personal lawyer on. They were all witnesses to him bragging about, quote, killing him. Obviously, he was just involved and then made president. Wasn't the full orchestrator, but certainly was involved in it. I mean, now we have eyewitnesses going public who were at the meeting days before in Dallas where they were, and they had the representatives, they said, of the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the big Texas oil men, the mafia. They were all there. They all agreed. Does that fit in with your timeline?
Absolutely, but it even goes higher than that, because those people are all doing one thing. They're making money for people higher than they are.
Well, no, they were all admittedly representatives there. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's true. And there was two things, there was two major things that were happening at the time that no one seemed to realize that Kennedy was involved in. One, he wanted to do away with the Federal Reserve System, and he had $3 billion printed in what we call red seal notes, which are U.S. Treasury notes.
$5 bills that say U.S. note, not Federal Reserve.
That's right, and $2 bills. He had $2 and $5. He's getting ready to do tens and ones when he got killed. The other thing was, a lot of people don't realize it, was, and I've got these documents in the back of Killzone. You can look them up. National Security Action Memorandum 263, dated October, I think, 21st of 1963, which was just a month before he got killed, was basically taking us out of Vietnam at 1,000 troops a month. But he was taking us out of more than Vietnam, and that's what these guys didn't realize. I said, folks, I said, read this again. He's taking us out of Southeast Asia. That's the keynote. It's not Vietnam. Vietnam is the Pentagon's playground. But he's taking us out of Laos and Cambodia, specifically Laos. And what is Laos? Laos is part of the Golden Triangle, and you had the OSS in World War II running all opium operations out of the Golden Triangle.
Well, it's the same thing in Afghanistan. They cut off the opium, and there's an invasion. Colonel, you know, the truth has come out about how they killed Kennedy, but people should get the book to learn the details from a sniper's view. A sniper looks at Dealey Plaza. We're going to go to calls after the break, folks. But, you know, looking at this now, it's the same crew over and over and over again. Now they've gotten arrogant. They've been emboldened by always getting away with this. What do you see happening in the future? I mean, they're getting wilder and wilder.
Well, they're following the same plan they always have, but they're getting emboldened because it's working, and everybody's sitting around blind, you know, just not looking at it. I mean, yeah, we talk about it. Some listeners out there listen to it. Some people read it. Some people discuss it, but 90% of the population out there is clueless. They don't know this stuff's going on, and they think it's just normal, everyday procedure, and, oh, we got to fight terrorism, and, oh, yes, we got a problem on the border, and, oh, yes, we got a problem with drugs, and we got to spend more money.
We got a break. Stay there. I want to get your take on Kennedy himself when we get back, why he was doing what he did. And we'll take your call. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Genesis Communications, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We wage war on corruption here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight. KLBJ has been asking me to sit in on different Sundays. I was unable to last weekend, but this weekend I'll be on KLBJ 590 from noon to 2. We're trying to figure out a way to pick up the syndicated show, so we're just getting to know each other, just a program note for folks. Colonel, I want to go to calls and take calls for the next half hour or something, get into a bunch of other news and issues and get your take on this new Pentagon footage. Before we go to Chris and Eric and John and Rita and Scott and others, Kennedy, I mean, he was moving to abolish the CFR, the Federal Reserve, get us out of Vietnam. He gave speeches at American University and others saying an evil group's taking over America. I'm going to stop him. His daddy, Joe Kennedy, of course, was a rum runner and mafia, basically. But at the same time, why did Kennedy and Bobby shift gears and it looked on the surface like really try to fight the New World Order? What's your view on that?
Well, from what I was able to find out, I think that there was two cliques going on in what is called the establishment. And at that time, the establishment was the East Coast establishment. And when we go back in time, we find that these, you know, we're not talking the Ivy League here. We're talking immigrant groups that have banded together and done different things, like the Italians stuck together, and later we see the Mafia, the Black Hand, and all of that, the Cosa Nostra and everything. But you had the Irish Catholic group. And then you had what was known as the New England Presbyterian group, so to speak. And it wasn't just Presbyterians, but a lot of them were that they were the non-Catholic Protestant types, or not even religious types that were in that group. And guys like John J. McCloy. I mean, if you look in the book Killzone, and you just read the chapter called The Chairman about John J. McCloy, this is the most powerful American that's ever existed, who's no one's ever heard of. But he was on the Warren Commission. He was the head of the State War Navy Coordinating Committee in World War II, who was in charge of deciding who to bomb and who not to bomb in Europe. He was hooked into the Rothschilds. He's the guy that came up with the idea of segregating the Japanese Americans in California in prison camps. He came up with a team that broke the Japanese code. There were so many things that he was involved
in. Colonel, I don't want to glaze over what you just said. Ford and GM plants and other plants, we were not allowed to bomb those in the middle of the war. So when you mentioned picking targets, that's key. Go ahead.
Well, and he did not bomb the Rothenburg, which is the ancestral town of the Rothschilds, but they did bomb several other places. And at the end of the war, he became High Commissioner of Germany, or High Cog, and he was in charge of deciding where the money was spent to rebuild the place. And then when it came to spending the money to do it, he was in charge of doing that. And what he did is he moved gold out of the Chase Bank, which he later became president of, to Germany. And then when we were paid back, we were paid back in paper Deutschmarks. So, you know, here's a big problem. The gold went out, the paper came back, and if you look at Fort Knox, it all came out of Fort Knox, and it ended up in Lucerne, Switzerland. So there's so much that went on at that time, and Kennedy was at the other end of the spectrum from these guys, and he was power hungry, his family was power hungry, but they knew that unless they could displace these guys out of being in the catbird seat, that the Kennedy family and their different various connections and clans in the Boston and the Massachusetts area weren't going to go anywhere. So you had a culture war or a family feud type war going on between these two groups.
What about people who think Israel killed Kennedy?
Well, I found no evidence there whatsoever, is all I can say. Now, there were some things, and I know what Piper's written, and I respect a lot of stuff he's written, and he's even mentioned me in one of his books. I think there was there's a possibility that there were some Mossad interest in this, but at the same time, if you go to Victor Ostrovsky and you read his book, he talks about how the Mossad tried to recreate the assassination and couldn't do it with modern equipment and lasers. So, you know, I can't go too far that direction because I just don't have any more information than that.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. I think at a certain point, I mean, obviously Israel has a lot of corrupt bad things, but at a certain point, it's almost religious just to say, you know, if there's an eclipse of the sun, Israel did it. We're going to go right to your calls when we get back. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.